And welcome to Small Town, your hometown podcast. I'm your host, Matt Gaff. And today we are going to talk about the armor of God. Now, last week we kind of talked about the different Bibles that were out there and my take on some of the more popular ones that are out there. And so this week we're going to talk about the armor of God, mainly because with the year that from last year and then the start of this year, it just seems like we are in this spiritual battle. And what we need to do to protect ourselves is what Paul basically described as the armor of God, you know, stuff that God gave us to equip us to fight the spiritual battle with Satan. So I think we're going to go through it. We're going to kind of talk about each piece and a little bit. Now, we'll see how far we go. We're definitely going to go and read over Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10 through 20. Now, we're going to read the entire thing. But I think what we're going to do is we're going to kind of probably end up breaking this down and doing a two-part series on it. So just kind of keep that in mind because with time and everything. So when we think of armor, we think of war, and how is that possible if we're a people of peace? You know, in the Bible, we read about the armor of God, and, you know, the first thing that pops into some people's mind is, well, I thought we were supposed to be peaceful, we're supposed to be pray, we're supposed to forgive, we're supposed to, you know, treat everyone with respect and dignity, and why is there a necessity for armor? And I think this armor isn't for physical battle, but a spiritual battle. And a lot of people kind of get that misguided thing that, well, it's a battle between false prophecies and against that. And no, it's not necessarily. Now, sometimes the false prophet can be from Satan and can be kind of, you know, evil as it is. So yeah, you can be kind of fighting against that, but this is more of a spiritual battle from within. And so this week, and I think next week, because I think it's going to end up being a two-part, we're going to talk about that. So let's dive into the pieces of armor first so we have a good understanding what they are, and then we'll kind of talk a little bit more about them. So we have the belt of truth. That's the very first thing that they talk about. Then we have the breastplate, and that's of righteousness. We have the shoes or sandals. Those are supposed to be of peace. We have the shield of faith. We have the helmet of salvation. And then we have the sword, which is the spirit or the word of God. Now, it's kind of interesting to see. Now, you talk about armor and you talk about war. And if you look at all of these pieces, the first set of them are nothing but a defensive type of weapon or defensive type of armor. You don't really go around beating people with a belt. I mean, you can, but it's more of a defensive posture or a protective posture. Breastplate, just like that, you know, it protects you. A shield, you know, the shoes protect or the sandals protect your feet. The helmet protects your head. So it's a lot of different things that are protecting. And it's interesting that Paul really only talks about one offensive weapon, and that is the spirit or the word of God. That is the only true weapon of actual attack that you have, the word of God. Isn't that interesting? Especially since we talked about Bibles the week before, you know, last week. That's the word of God. So when you're using the word of God, you're using the sword. That's basically the Bible is your sword. And that's why it's very important that you get a good Bible to study from so that way your sword is as sharp as it can possibly be. So the belt of truth. Now, you know, I was in the military, so, we had a lot of armor. We had a lot of stuff. We had a lot of things we had to wear. So this is all, you know, not new to me, but it is very interesting because these can, because like the belt of truth. So, you know, the truth, you know, we always say the truth will set you free. But the truth also allows you to understand what's going on. So if someone's telling you a lie, but you know the truth, you know, it's a good protection. It also helps judge who that person is. Righteousness, once again, if you study the word and you know your place, and you know where you're at, then you know righteousness can be in there. Now you've got the sandals of peace or the shoes of peace. That's helpful, especially if you're in troubled times. Just having that peace of mind, that peace of in your soul, really, really does help. And then you have the shield of faith, because without faith, you know, we aren't saved. And so therefore, that's also important. You have this helmet of salvation, because we have repented and asked for grace, we have salvation. And then we have the sword of the word. And so I think, you know, when you put all this together, it's a very interesting picture that you see. And it's one that I think a lot of us kind of miss, because we're like, well, that was back in Roman time, or it was back in, you know, way back in the time. And I believe it's still happening. I really do. There's always spiritual warfare going on, whether you want to believe it or not. You're always being tempted. You're always being tried to be swayed by Satan. So I think being cognizant of what you have at your fingertips is really nice, and especially with salvation. You know, if you do fall, it's nice because you have salvation. If you repent and ask for forgiveness, then you'll have salvation and you'll have mercy. So, you know, just because somebody falls on the battlefield doesn't always mean that they're done. Just because you take a hit, if you have armor, you're able to stand back up and keep on fighting. And that's what we need to have as far as the initial picture, is that we need to be able to move forward even if we take a couple steps back, because we have Christ on our side. I think a lot of things too is there's a lot of devotions out there that are based for the armor. It's a daily devotions and stuff like that on the YouVersion. So I would highly recommend looking some of those up and diving deep into it, because this is not mentioned in just Ephesians. This is mentioned throughout the Bible multiple times. You'll find the words truth and righteousness and faith and salvation mentioned as an armor or some sort of as a weapon, you know. And so therefore, it's not just from Paul. So if you're one of them, they're like, well, Paul was different because Paul was this or Paul was that. Well, it's also throughout the Bible. So you have multiple people telling you the same thing. It may be worded slightly different, which is once again why we discuss different types of Bibles, because we want to make sure we have a clear picture of what the Bible is, but we also need to have a clear picture of what the armor is. You know, prayer is very important. That's basically where you're going to do your fighting. And if you remember a few episodes, we talked about how to pray, some of the steps for that. And that's where really the battle is going to be. Now, you can be one of the YouTubers that decides to go after false prophets and stuff like that, and that's fine. You know, I'm not, you know, if somebody wants to debunk somebody, that's fine. I've said many times, if they say, you know, God said, and then it doesn't happen, then it truly wasn't God, and they need to repent and stop. So, there's that. So, I think what we're going to do is we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to read Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10 through 20. And that's going to be basically all of the armor of God. And then we'll wrap it up, and then we'll start next week with a little more in depth on everything. So we'll be right back after this break. And welcome back to Small Town with Matt Gaff. I'm your host, Matt Gaff. And we are talking about the armor of God. And so, you know, we talked about what those pieces are. We've got the belt of truth, the breastplate of righteousness, the sandal or shoes of peace, the shield of faith, the helmet of salvation, and the sword or the word of God. So that's kind of what it is. Once again, the sword, really the only offensive weapon in the arsenal or the armor, Which is fascinating that it's the word of God. That is your weapon. Now all of this is to say that this is happening during prayer. It can happen in your life as well without prayer, but it once again it's just generally the warfare happens in prayer. So what we're going to do is we're going to read where in the Bible this is written, and this is by Paul to the Ephesians. Once again, chapter 6, verse 10 through 20. It says, "Finally, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his might. Put on the full armor of God so that you will be able to stand firm against the schemes of the devil. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against rulers, against the powers, against the world forces of this darkness, against the spiritual forces of wickedness in the heavenly places. Therefore, take up the full armor of God so that you will be able to resist on the evil day, and having done everything to stand firm. Stand firm, therefore, having belted your waist with truth, and having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and having strapped on your feet the preparation of gospel of peace. In addition to all, taking up the shield of faith, with which you will be able to extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one, and take the helmet of salvation and the word of the Spirit, which is the word of God. With every prayer and request, pray at all times in the Spirit, and with this in view, be alert with all reverence and every request for all the saints, and pray in my behalf that speech may be given to me in the opening of my mouth to make known with boldness the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in chains, that in proclaiming it I may speak boldly as I ought to speak." Now, what he's doing is saying here is this is our armor. We are in war against the evil or Satan. And what was happening too was this is when Paul was obviously in prison in Rome. He was getting ready to go to see the emperor. So he was getting ready basically to die. He was talking about that. And there at the end, that's when he's talking basically a prayer to them, asking them that God gives him the ability to say the right thing when he goes in front of there, because he makes known that he's an ambassador and he wants to have his boldness with the gospel at the exact time. But what we're really focusing on right now is going to be the top section there, and that's going to be the armor itself. It's interesting to note that you've got the shield of faith and the or that the helmet of salvation, the sword of the Spirit, is all mentioned the same thing, because the salvation really protects us in our heads, and that's what it's really, it protects that inner thoughts that we have when Satan starts to creep in. Salvation is there to save us for that. That's what kind of protects us from some of those thoughts of, hey, this sounds good. Why don't I do this? Why don't I cheat? Why don't I, do other things that I'm not supposed to? But once again, you also have the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. And that's where it really comes in, because when you speak the word, you're speaking the truth, which is why he's also mentioned right off the bat about the belt of truth. If you have the sword or the word of God, then you have the truth. And that's where we really need to be cognizant of what we have. That's why we need to study it, because if we may have the answer, but if we don't know where to look for it, then do we really have the answer? And so that's where studying comes in, and knowing and having the right Bible comes in. Doing, devotions and stuff like that helps immensely, because when you start getting into a situation and it's like, oh yeah, there was a verse, where was it? I studied it. It was, oh, that's right, it was when I was studying the book of Matthew, or I was studying the letters of Paul. And then you can kind of figure out where to go. It's like in the military when we had we would go to a board to get promoted and stuff like that. If we didn't know the answer, at least we if we knew where to look, we kind of got a little bit of credit for that. And so, if we're talking about like, where for the armor of God, where can we, I'm just feeling like the devil's, hitting me and attacking me. What can I do? And if you can't remember, it's like, oh, whoa, you know what? I remember I was studying Paul. I think it's in one of Paul's letters. And so then you can look through some of them. And then eventually you'll find Ephesians, which, is one of them. But, that's where, once again, studying and knowing. So the armor itself is very, very important. I think what we're going to do is we're going to kind of break them down into, we'll go into more detail with more Bible verses that kind of talk about that. But I know for a fact that it helps. I know praying really, really helps. It calms you down. That's the peace that of knowing that somebody's listening, even when no one else is around. I've been held up in M ramps and Humvees and driving around or just sleeping basically thousands of miles away from my family. And the one thing that helped me was being able to pray, just being calm, being peaceful, knowing that he's watching over me. Not always going to church there, because it was hard. Not all the time were we there on Sundays. Not to mention the fact that sometimes it's just you got to do some things before. You always had to have things done, so it wasn't always available. But I did have the ability to read my Bible and do some studying, but a lot of it was mostly just prayer. That was more calming than anything, or listening to some music, especially some good Christian music. I relax listening to that, and that really helped. That was very calming, and the armor really stuck in my mind because of the fact of the situation I was in. It was I felt it was ironic because Paul's talking about this armor, about the belt and about breastplate. Well, our breastplates was Kevlar, protected bullets. Our boots were to protect us from animals, from other the sand, and just protect our feet, period. We had the helmet that protected our heads from different types of bullets and rounds and everything. And here, I'm reading about back then. It's like it really hit home when we, when you study that. And not to mention I was in Iraq, so it's not necessarily in the same area, but it was a lot closer than Indiana, I'll put it that way, to where all this had happened. I was right down the road from Abraham's house, so it just kind of really hit home studying this and looking at it when I was over there. So I always have a soft spot for this. So I think what we're going to do is wrap it up today, and next week we're going to go in a little more detail. We're going to pull up some more of those verses throughout the Bible that mention these, so you can kind of get an idea that, hey, Paul wasn't just coming up with this on his own. He had other references. So until then, you have a good week, and I will talk to you and see you all next week.